when prescribing antibiotics to a patient with a serious infection, you should always start with antibiotics that cover everything that you think might be causing the problem, especially if the patient is sick. And then always remember to de-escalate therapy after you figure out what's going on or after the patient has improved. So if you have a patient that comes in who's really sick with something, as one of my old sage mentors once said, you can't give antibiotics in the morgue. So you want to make sure you've got the subject covered initially, right. But as soon as you figure out what's going on, you want to get rid of as many antibiotics as you can and just narrow the focus down to what's really important for the patient's
right.
current infection.
How many years did you work as a hospitalist?
8, actually 9.
So how difficult is it to remember to actually do that, just logistically, in the hospital setting?
It's actually harder than you think, because the path of least resistance is always to do nothing. And so if you see a patient, and you've been following them for 3 days, and they're starting to get better, like I said, the path of least resistance is, well, they're getting better, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, you know, even sometimes when you're 100% certain, there's this little voice in the back of your head going, yeah, but what if? So it really does actually take some thought and also a little bit of testicular fortitude to start stopping antibiotics, especially when the patient's getting better mm-hmm. on the current therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's sort of the fundamental problem or conundrum with antibiotics. You know, there's always a little bit of
right.
little bit of courage required to tear
right.
it narrowly.
It's because there's inherent uncertainty in treating infections. Yeah, even when you're almost 100% positive, you're never truly 100% positive that you're treating the right thing.